The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the Construction Industry Federation has warned that the continuing rise in fuel prices could translate to increased construction costs in the coming months. In yet another sector seeing price rises as a result of the war in Iran, with many raw materials in industry produced from fuel-intensive processes. And Andrew Brownlee is the CEO of the Construction Industry Federation, and he joins us now. Andrew, this sounds like two things. First, it sounds like very bad news for the consumer, but it also sounds like you're getting us ready for something. Are you guys about to put up the cost of houses, etc.?
No, we certainly hope not, Ciara. But look, it is a major concern for our industry. Look, we're all personally getting hit by the impact of fuel increases at the pumps. But when you think about construction and you think what goes into building things, like the impact of the oil price shock really is quite significant. I mean, you think about the raw materials that we use in construction, cement, concrete, steel. All of those are produced from fuel-intensive processes. You think about the heavy plant and machinery that's used on construction sites. They use a fuel called the MGO. That's gone up 50% in a matter of weeks because of the Iran attacks. And actually, when you think about other material costs, because look, we're a small island economy, so transport and logistics is actually a very significant cost component of pretty much any product used in construction. So all of that is kind of exacerbating a situation where already 4/5 of our members were telling us that there were significant increases and the cost of construction. And I suppose we just want to make sure that this kind of short-term shock, and let's hope it's a short-term shock, is mitigated against, you know, by government in terms of how they support the industry and how they support everyone across Ireland at the moment.
Okay, and I accept what you're saying. Haulage is a huge factor, I'm sure, for what you do. And we know the hauliers have been complaining about the price at the pumps. And I accept that what you're saying about raw materials is true as well. But this texter has rightly pointed something out today, that barrels of oil, the cost them are down 10% today. I don't see the stations dropping the prices by 10%, even though they went up almost instantly when crude oil prices spiked. That's the fear that people have, Andrew, that the pressure on upward prices is always talked about and is always there. But once anything comes down, consumers don't appear to benefit.
Yeah, look, Ciara, and look, it's a fear by a lot of our members as well. You know, we've seen such serious price fluctuation. You know, the prices change by the day, dependent on the latest announcement by President Trump. But well, you see prices rise, you very rarely see them quickly brought back down again. And look, that's a concern for our members as well. You know, that already we're seeing the prices of the materials that we purchase going up, you know, in a matter of weeks after the start of the war. So look, it is something we're really concerned about. It is something that we're seeing already. And the nature of any business, the nature of any market is when you see volatility, when you see unpredictability, you err on the side of caution and you tend to price up, you know.
Okay. And what would you be hoping to see tomorrow? Because cabinet are going to meet and we believe that this package of mitigating, I suppose, things on excise, things on rebates, that, you know, we're going to see some attempts not to completely insulate us from this. They say that they can't do that, but to help us all from this fuel crisis. What are you hoping to see tomorrow?
Yeah, well, look, I think an acknowledgement that we're in the type of market shock and market disruption that we would have seen at the outset of the Ukraine war, and even at some points when we were responding to the restrictions imposed by COVID. So we want to see action. I mean, I think the one thing they're talking about is that reducing excise duty. I mean, that makes total sense with 50% of the pump price for diesel and petrol consisting of tax. I think they should also be looking at reducing the VAT rate on fuel, which Spain has implemented in the last couple of weeks. I think that would really help. In terms of construction specific measures, I think, you know, they need to look at any policy measure which is going to add further to the cost of construction.
Well, there are taxes, VAT, etc., on construction. Would you, and levies, etc.? Are you looking for something there specifically?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. You know, even looking at carbon tax thresholds for construction materials, they're due to take effect from the 1st of May. I think anything like that that adds further to the costs of construction.
Now, the government has outruled touching carbon tax in any way. They say that it's too important to tax and that it's ring-fenced for other useful things in terms of our climate targets. So carbon taxes don't look like they're going to be on the table tomorrow.
Yeah, but well, look, I think that's something that just needs to be monitored, because we all hope, Kira, that this is a short term shock, that we'll get over it in the next few weeks and we can return to some form of normality. But if those increased levels of costs, you know, talking upwards of 50%, are maintained, then we're going to need to see something to deal with the effects of that, you know. And I think that's something that needs to be put on the table if this continues. Other things like the concrete levy might be looked at as an emergency measure, and removing that as an emergency measure.
And Andrew, which costs are you suggesting have gone up by 50%?
Sorry, well, like I was making the point on the fuel. So fuel prices have gone up by upwards of 50% in a few weeks. So if those costs are sustained and there's no reduction, the impact that has on our ability to build and on construction activity is quite significant, as I talked through.
Okay. And just lastly, that question again to you. You were mentioning carbon tax, but I sort of distracted you by saying I don't think that's on the table. You would like some kind of decrease in the concrete levy, in VAT, construction specific. Are you actually lobbying for that now?
Yeah, I think that they would be sensible measures to try and control the cost of construction activity at a time of unprecedented price shock and price change. And that's the types of things I think the government needs to consider, all the levers that they have to control the cost of fuel and control the cost of construction activity at this time.
I was going to say, final question for you. Do you believe that the government is receptive to the changes that you're calling for?
Yeah, look, I think they're open-minded. I think they want to see how sustained these price shocks are. One thing I will say about the government is they've committed very considerably into real housing policy change over the last year to try and attract private investment into housing and infrastructure development in Ireland, which is going to be critical in our next phase of development. Like, we really need to be careful that those very positive policy changes aren't undermined by these kind of very significant price and cost shocks, you know. And so we need to mitigate against those so that we can get the investment in that we need to fuel our housing and infrastructure development, Kira.
Andrew Brownlee, CEO of the Construction Industry Federation, thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.